What day is today?
Friday.
Wake up time!
Back off, all right?
Look, you back off!
Boy, you act grumpy in the morning.
Why are you so grumpy, Grouch?
Why are you so grumpy? Come on!
You know why.
Hey, I am so stressed out.
Seriously stressed out here.
I worked hard all week.
Relax, it's almost the weekend.
Now it's time to let loose.
Oh, good.
We'll start with radio.
Oh, radio.
It's free.
It's free?
In that case,
let's do the
WQKX.
WQKX HD1.
Sunday. Thank you for reminding the world radio is free, right?
Yeah, see, a romantic breakfast.
However, if it's plugged in the wall and you don't have electricity, wait, we'll talk about it.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I have not had a shower. Are you okay with that, Karina?
So far.
You're over there.
Mm-hmm. I have bad allergies.
Is this the one time you're going to say you're blessed for having bad allergies?
Yes, I am glad. Okay. My right eye is watering and my nose is completely stuffed up.
And that has nothing to do with me not showering? Good. Thank you.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Yeah, all right. The power went out at 4:02 this morning while I was standing at the bathroom sink brushing my teeth. It's never gone out in 30 years of this house being on a hill in Point Township.
Mm-hmm.
Never lost the power. And all I said in a calm way as I brushed my teeth is, whoa, this is interesting. Plunged into the darkness. So I made my way upstairs, lit a few candles, and said, okay, we're going to do things a little different this morning, obviously. But has this ever happened to you? Like, you discover all the things you can't use when the power goes out.
It's like, if you think it's bad as a man, think about a woman. You're like, now how am I going to do my makeup? I'm going to look like Mimi from Drew Carey by the time this is done.
And when you're a guy, there's a reason why I'm wearing a hat. That's all I'm saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll just eat a bowl of Cheerios. Not going to make any oatmeal. So I ate my Cheerios and then doing everything in reverse, right? The electricity came on at 4:32 for about 30 seconds. As soon as the lights came on, I'm like, hey, I still have time to get a shower and get to the radio station. I didn't even make it into the bathroom yet. The lights went out again. I was like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Not so fast.
So you got to get dressed. You got to do one of them quickie things when they call them pits and whatever. I don't know.
Oh, what a visual.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the armpit thing here. So you put the deodorant on, you spray the cologne on, you put some clothes on, you go to work.
And a lot of cologne.
I didn't put a lot. Did I put too much on? Could you smell it from here? I don't think you can.
No, but.
But again, you have allergies. All right.
That's how you cover up stuff. You're like Febrezing yourself in the doorway.
You know, they should sell like big jugs of your cologne that you usually wear, only watered down, and call it like Febreze or something. Just spray it on yourself. So today is going to be a challenge. Not only that, but I take a hot shower at 4 a.m. just to ease up all my arthritis and injuries and all those busted parts. So now I'm walking around like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah, you got this like cool M&M thing going on. Sweatshirt, hat backwards.
Do you want me to kneel down?
No, it works. It works.
M&M thing, kneel down.
Stress down Friday. It's all good.
Okay. Well, thanks for your approval. I don't know what I'm doing today.
Don't go away. Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
You know the music. You love it as much as I do. You do. You're smiling. Come on now. Admit it. Admit it.
I don't get as big a jellies from it as you do or Kevin, but I do like it. And I know the day after we stop doing the Olympic update, I'll probably be like, where's the music?
Just a little sad.
Becomes part of your morning.
Time for an Olympic update with Karina Carr. What's going on?
Man, Norway is just racking it up. They're at 34 medals. Of course, number one. And those dang Russians still hanging in there at two. Canada is at three. Germany swooped in at number four. We're not tied with them anymore. And we landed at number five.
Ah, we're down. We're down.
Mm-hmm.
I did see there was a speed skating medal last night. So does that mean it already happened? Or is that meaning is we're going to talk about it over the weekend? I don't know. I can't keep track.
Something happened at some point.
Yeah. Anyway, something did happen with the ROC.
I just know that I skated clean. I'm so happy, but I still didn't realize the result.
By her use of, quote, skating clean, that's not related to drug testing, but that's the usual skating lingo for a mistake-free program.
Way to go, Mike Tirico, because as soon as she says I skated clean, everybody's like, she's ratting on her teammate. And no, that's
what
not
are
what
the odds?
So Anna Shcherbakova, that was the one who medaled. The other one, she'll probably go away forever, and that's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not worth it, but not the first time that's happened. Probably won't be the last.
Yeah. Anything else coming up today that we know of?
Lots of bobsleigh, men's ice. Okay. Got the two-woman heat one, four-man heat one. And then we've got ice hockey, men's playoffs. They're doing the semifinals still through the DVR.
Are we watching it tomorrow because it's happening today? I don't know.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Monday, another update?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
WQKX. Coming up, 94KX.
My name's Tom Morgan.
I'm Karina.
And for those of you listening on a transistor radio today, thank you very much. PPL announcing 15,000 people without power this morning because of the wind. 2,000 of them alone in Northumberland and Point Township. The difference between me, Mark Lawrence, and Rob the Sports Center.
Yes.
And from across the room, you could smell the one who did that. Someone should have videoed my antics this morning getting ready for work. It could have been viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, look this one up later because it happens in public in a restaurant. Did your mom ever say, Karina, stop singing? We're in public.
No, because she actually liked me singing.
Well then how about your sister? I don't know.
It wasn't her strong suit. We'll put it that way. She was a piano player.
Okay. So she played the piano and you sang.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this girl singing at a restaurant and listen to her mom.
What a vibe. Baby, are you coming for
Brittany,
the vibe?
We are freaking out for dinner. What are you doing?
Freaking out for dinner.
Like only a mom could say. My mom didn't talk much. She just gave you the death look.
The look.
When the eyes opened wide and one eyebrow went up. It was like, stop singing. Anyway, so look that up later because it's cute. It really is.
And, you know, a lot of toddlers are getting into things that 20 years ago we would have really never thought of thanks to leapfrogs and lots of different things. Well, apparently this one loves dinosaurs.
What dinosaur is this?
Pachycephalosaurus.
Pachycephalosaurus. Good job. What dinosaur is this?
This is Potosaurus.
A Potosaurus? Which one's this?
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Tyrannosaurus Rex. Mm-hmm. Good job. What about this one?
Velociraptor.
Velociraptor. Where's the Paraceralophus?
What?
Paraceralophus.
Good job. What about the Plesiosaurus?
Plesiosaurus.
So smart.
And I struggle with the Russian skaters.
I know. I can't even say like one or two syllable words sometimes. And she's over here rattling off dinosaurs with like 18 syllables.
The kid's amazing.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. WQKX.
So some of us move and it takes forever to move. That's why we don't like moving. Karina packs in Florida, moves home to Pennsylvania. All in, what, 20 minutes? How did you do it?
A lot of help. Thank God for family.
That's a heartwarming story in itself. But packing and unpacking, and I don't, once I get in my new place, I do one of them slow rolls. Like I unpack the kitchen because you got to eat. But then everything else takes like 6 months to move in. You're already moved in?
Yeah. Like, I mean, the bedroom's a little iffy still, but otherwise it looks like I've been there forever. And like when we got all the stuff in Florida put in, it took a few hours the day before and a couple hours the next day. We literally, my mom's like, my aunt and uncle, everything came over and mom's like, you just tell us where to put stuff. And like, I'm not kidding you. I don't think it even took 20 minutes. Isn't and I'm like, wild. What else do you got? And they're like, that's it. And I'm like, what? We just unpacked and bam. I just can't relax if I'm, and
so you're unpacked, okay? And when you unpack, there are things you find that you don't necessarily want. So we're going to talk about those items, but then we got way too involved in it. And now pretty soon, starting next week, we're going to give away Karina Carr's crap.
One thing every day, you get to ask me a question. I don't see any parameters being put on this, so I guess anything is up for grabs.
You are the special designated caller. You can ask Karina anything you want. If I think the question is good enough, you're going to give them some of Karina Carr's crap, which I think is exciting. We'll reveal the items and give them away next week.
Yeah. I mean, again, one man's crap is somebody else's treasure. So, I mean, each day you get some of Karina Carr's crap.
It's Flashback Friday.
That's what I was waiting for. 1-800-324-4.
92.6 94KX.
It's Flashback Friday, Morgan in the Morning.
Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Here we are in a Flashback Friday. Maybe you're flashing back by using a battery-operated radio. 15,000 people without power this morning, 2,000 of them alone in the Northumberland and Point Township area as you rise and shine by candlelight.
Oh, well, you did. I feel very lucky. I had lots of power in Lewisburg.
But, yeah, everything's all good. Speaking of good, we need some good news.
94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
If you're 81 years old and participating in an Ironman competition, that's something. How about if it's your 20th Ironman competition and you're coming off COVID and you just lost your wife?
Dang.
I said, what am I going to do with my life? You know, I need some purpose. I need some focus. I need to do something other than think about my wife. So I decided I would go back and try to get back to Kona. If I can just make it through the race in 17 hours, I will be delighted.
His name is Roger Little, 81 years old. Oh, by the way, he'll be turning 82 right about Ironman time. That's good news.
Wow. Good for him. So you might lose some things on the airport and, you know, they're just kind of gone forever. Well, there was a 5-year-old boy in Texas, lost his teddy bear, and a Wisconsin airport went above and beyond to find him.
We had a lost item show up in our lost and found, and it's a teddy bear. We're posting those online to try to reconnect those items with the owner who lost them.
Her hands were shaking and she just like showed me the phone and I looked at it and at first it didn't really compute. I looked at it and I'm like, wow, that's Ezekiel's teddy bear.
The days leading up to this, he's been talking about it every single day. We wake up and he's like, are we going to Wisconsin today?
So happy.
Aww.
He lost his teddy bear for months.
Full on social media campaign to find
it. It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Flashback Friday, I knew it here from you.
How about Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard?
Now we're talking. Now we're talking. All right. Have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too.
See ya.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX. Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay! Friday?
Hurrah!
You are wonderful.
Bizarre.
You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Here we go! Lynn Hall's in the house. Brings the temperature of the room up just a little bit more. With these two ladies side by side, Karina and Lynn, you never know what you're going to get.
It's all our hot air.
I have a lot, I know.
Here we go with the celebs. Molly Ringworm, as I used to call her. Molly Ringwald is 54
Goodness.
Years old. Sorry, Breakfast Club lovers. I'm sorry.
I
apologize. Dr. Dre is 57 years
wow.
old.
Now. We just saw him on the Super Bowl.
And he looks good.
He does.
He looks good.
Yeah.
Matt Dillon, 58.
Oh,
I
didn't realize he was that old.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need a moment, Karina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let her go. Vanna White is 65.
And still churning over letters.
Yes. You mean pressing letters.
Pressing letters.
Made it too easy.
John Travolta is 68. He looks like he's aging.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All those ears are catching up to him.
That's it. Sybil Shepherd is 72.
Oh, I like her. Yeah. I do.
She's still looking pretty good. Maybe I need a moment. I don't know. It's getting warm in here.
Don't sweat anymore. You haven't had a shower.
That's right. My power was out. I apologize. And finally, from Styx, Dennis DeYoung is 75 years old today.
No longer with the band, though.
I know.
Yeah.
He needed his own space.
He did. His own space took him very far away. And outer, they're still going.
Outer space, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
All right, ladies, let's take a look at the locals. What do we call them?
Birthday buddies.
Bernadette Strasser from Shamokin is 60 years old today.
Happy birthday to Caleb Groom. He is 37.
Carol Sittler from, well, we don't know where Carol is from, but wherever Carol is from, she's 60 today. Happy
Colleen
birthday.
Colleen Snyder, 35.
Dan Dees from Monton, PA is 61.
Derek Feltman from Millerstown is 35.
Esther Booker from Sunbury is 65.
Jen Fauci from Sunbury is 49. Happy birthday.
Jeremy Bottle from Watsontown, 42. Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Joy Neely from Mifflinburg, 54.
Joyce Reichert is 79. Happy birthday.
Justin Samsels from Sealands Grove, and he's 38 today.
Christy Teets from Kramer, 54.
Mary Wilson from Shamokin, PA is 36. Why do I keep saying PA? I guess it's habit because I was from Florida.
You'll catch up. It's okay.
All right. Matt Beaver from Sealands Grove is 54.
Sean Nolan from Sunbury is 48.
Tiffany Souter is 39.
And I hope I'm saying this right. Tyan?
Yeah, Tyan.
Snyder is, nifty 50 from Sunbury. Happy birthday.
How about Facebook?
Nothing on the Facebook. Oh, actually, we did have a call, though.
Uh-huh. We did have a call early.
Yep. Alexis Schaefer from Riverside, your mama Karen, wants to wish you a happy 29th birthday.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Alexa works at home, so like maybe she should take the day off and she doesn't have to tell her boss.
Yeah. And she doesn't even have to go anywhere.
There you go.
Stay in the same place.
Each and every day at this time.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Somebody comes up to you, Lynn Hall, and says, my phone's dead. Could I borrow your phone real quick?
I say no, unless I know them.
Good girl.
That is the correct answer, but sometimes people do things stupid, and we say...
And there it is.
Movie Mike is in the house. Did you have power today?
I did, yes.
You lucky son of a...
Yeah, we had it in Seals Grove.
All right. Well, we've still got 15,000 people out of power across Pennsylvania, but 2,000, and most of them are in Point Township in Northumberland. I apologize for not showering, Mike.
Oh, it's quite all right.
He has a mask.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, somebody comes up to you and says, hey, bud, my phone's dead. Could I borrow your phone? What do you say?
No, I have a 3-year-old, so I'm very protective with my phone. Nobody's getting my phone but me.
And there it is on the way next.
94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say, and there it is.
All right. We've tested the staff, Karina. Somebody borrows your phone and he's a perfect stranger. It's not going to end well.
My phone is dead. I can't find my family and friends. I've lost him. He's on a scooter. And he's like, can I please use your phone to call them? I just handed him my phone. He's like, I can't find you guys. He said, do you mind if I open your maps? So he opens maps and I'm watching him do this. That's the crazy part is I'm, a foot away. I get alerts from my bank that my two Venmo transfers were approved. One was in the amount of $1,800. The other one was in the amount of $2,000. And that's when I stopped dead in my tracks. I feel like this is the new pickpocket.
Too trusting.
Yeah, because he's using your phone, but you hear alerts on your phone while he's using it.
Mm-hmm.
Karina, what more do you need?
Well, not only that, she was watching him the entire time.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Even if he can't see what's on the screen because he's a foot away and he's facing you, you're hearing alarms going off on your phone while someone else is using it.
And there it is.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's in the house. He's got a new movie coming up.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
The popular video game Uncharted is now a movie. But should you play it? I'll tell you in just a second. But first, this review is sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. Now showing Denzel Washington in his Oscar-nominated role in The Tragedy of Macbeth. Good movie. Go see it on the big screen at the Campus Theater. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Uncharted is based on the popular video game, and if there's one thing we all know, it's that video game movies are always great. Tom Holland plays a New York City bartender slash petty thief who teams up with professional treasure hunter Mark Wahlberg to locate a vast amount of gold lost by Ferdinand Magellan 500 years ago. Their trek takes them to exotic locations where they discover hidden passageways, mysterious maps, and all kinds of booby traps that utilize technology that would not have existed in Magellan's day. Uncharted might have been fun if it had some new ideas, but the story mostly relies on cliches we've seen in Raiders of the Lost Ark, National Treasure, The Da Vinci Code, and dozens of other movies where characters go in search of some ancient artifact.
Fool's Gold.
Fool's Gold, that's another one.
That's one that came to mind, yeah.
Yep. The central quest here simply isn't very interesting, which makes it difficult to care whether Holland and Wahlberg succeed. On top of that, Antonio Banderas is utterly wasted in a thin supporting role as a narcissistic businessman who's also trying to find the gold. Mark Wahlberg gets in a few laughs from his droll wisecracks, and a couple of the action scenes are sort of fun, particularly one where Holland falls out of an airplane. He does, and, you know, they play it for laughs.
I saw it on the trailer. I'm like, what?
Yeah, it defies all logic, but, you know, he falls out of a plane, and that's kind of fun.
He's okay. Yeah.
He's okay. Yeah, he survives.
That's the important part.
Right. Beyond that, Uncharted is just yet another mediocre video game adaptation. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2 PlayStations.
Only 2, there you go.
Only 2. The one to see this weekend, it's a movie that doesn't have a lot of hype, called The Cursed, and it's a werewolf movie that's opening locally today and opening nationwide, and it is really bloody and gory and scary, not for the squeamish, but really scary.
Karina, did we tell you about Movie Mike's love of horror flicks?
The face I just gave you, I'm like, I guess I don't want to watch this one alone. I don't know.
It's scary and bloody.
No, see, I can't watch scary stuff by myself. You need to have another body in the room, that's all. Take him! Take him!
You know this hasn't worked before, Mike, with you trying to train people in the building.
Yeah, it hasn't worked. You're right.
Yeah, it hasn't.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, remember the song One Night in Bangkok?
Oh, I absolutely do, yes.
Bangkok is changing its name.
No!
And this is yet more chances for us to say Bangkok on the radio. So that's on the way next. Mike, have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
WQKX. WQKX HD1. Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation Station for the best songs on the radio for more than 40 years. It's Flashback Friday.
Toll-free line open, 1-800-326-94KX.
You just love doing that.
And Facebook.
Absolutely. Drop them in the comments. It's Morgan in the Morning.
It's Flashback Friday. It's Flashback Friday.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
It's Flashback Friday on 94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, you got to play some Mary J. Blige after the Super Bowl. She was a phenomenal.
As they said, there was no J because Snoop Dogg smoked them all.
That's it. And I personally, I'm okay with it. I mean, like, there's some of the stuff on Facebook. Look at this. Someone captured a picture of Snoop Dogg smoking some of that marijuana. Dude, don't you know who Snoop Dogg is? He doesn't just drink Corona. Come on.
He legalized it before it was legal. All in his head, he didn't care.
He didn't care.
Nope.
And that's what we grew up with, and that's what we liked.
And they're all making a lot more money than us, so joke's on you.
Hey, later on, our parting shot is Ringo Starr explaining the song Octopus's Garden. That was back before it was legal, okay? We'll do that later. But for now, can you believe Bangkok is changing their name? I mean, what?
The
world's
And they didn't make it more simple either.
Mike, do you remember the movie Chess? That was a great movie, wasn't it?
I remember Chess, yes, for that one song.
And you're the only guy that watched the movie.
It got a great review, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're going to put the new girl to the test here. Karina Carr, Bangkok, is changing their name. What will they be changing their name to? Well, we went from one word, Bangkok, to...
Well, it's actually four. It's Krung Thep Maha Nakhon.
Krung Thep Maha Nakhon.
Nakhon. Yeah.
Say it with me, you people driving to work right now. Say it with... No, never mind.
10 times fast.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
I truly believe Movie Mike was the only guy who saw the movie Chess. on the way, Tom's top list.
Flashback Friday is on.
Yes!
94KX.
Yeah.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on a short list. There's only three of them, and I don't know why there's only three, Karina. Three ways to make people like you better. There's only three?
Well, and the first one I've never even really heard of. It's being seen often. It's called the mirror exposure effect.
Okay.
Basically, just being seen by people more often makes them like you. I call that probably annoying, but whatever.
Well, maybe it's the little things, too. Like, hey, you on the Zoom meeting, turn on your camera. We want to see you. Number two is ask questions. Research has found that people who ask questions during conversations are liked more than people than just blah, blah, blah.
I don't think I've been in a meeting where I'm like, oh, please ask more questions.
Well, no, maybe we're not talking about meetings. Maybe when you first meet that secret man.
Don't make it 20 questions.
All right, and finally, you can relate to this one.
Smiling has all kind of benefits and perceived as more competent and attractive. Wow. What about laughter?
Well, smile sometimes goes with laughter.
Yeah, that's right. I like to do both.
So get out there and get people to like you. Nothing wrong with it.
It is Flashback Friday. Maggie Kurtz taking us back here. She wants to hear the Pet Shop Boys. I love this song.
Whatever happened to those guys?
I don't know.
I think they work at that pet shop just under the Hamilton underpass.
Look, all the peacocks.
Selling goldfish to the kitties. I don't know.
Flashback Friday with Morgan in the Morning. Here's West End Girls.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
I like that song. Thank you so much for the request. I haven't heard that in a long time. It was a big MTV video back in the day. Those two guys that called themselves the Pet Shop Boys.
I wonder how they got that name.
Listen up, boys and girls. You're getting married. You're getting hitched. Ooh, I hate that phrase. Getting hitched. Anyway, our wedding expo is coming up on Sunday. I did it once. I tried it once. Mm-hmm. Lasted about 25 years and done.
Nice sound effect.
Get your paperwork and get a lawyer. Anyway, there are a lot of happy people that got engaged on Valentine's Day. Isn't that nice?
And now they got to plan their big day, and they have a lot of help. 25 amazing vendors coming to help you get your day on track and make it everything you want it to be.
Yeah, wait, you don't know what we're talking about? It's the Wedding Expo. And it's this Sunday at the venue at Liberty Valley. All right, we have two time slots, too, so you don't have to worry about everybody being packed in. You can go noon to 2 or 2 to 4. We got some great people that will be there with displaying their goods and even sampling their goods.
Yep, and you just have till tomorrow to register. So if you were thinking about it, I know last night we got a message late in Facebook Messenger asking how. Just go to our website and click on the wedding venue banner, and you've got till tomorrow to get that in. And then, of course, it's on Sunday.
Sponsored by some great people, too, like West Branch Rental. Beautiful. Delights, Three Dogs, Vino, Mary Kay, LT's DJ Service, and Diva and Company Salon.
And we'll all be there too.
Love a classic Beatles song on the remake, believe it or not, by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Speaking of the Beatles, Ringo Starr is always a great interview because he's like talking to your grandfather about the war. You never know what you're going to get.
Stoned.
Well, maybe. But I've heard a lot of interviews with the ex-Beatle, Ringo Starr, and he always has something to say that makes you go, wait, what? And I've heard this story before. He explained the song Octopus's Garden, which is one of the few songs that Ringo was allowed to sing back in the Beatle days. He didn't have a good singing voice.
Mm-mm.
Hell of a drummer.
Story voice.
But So Ringo explains Octopus's Garden.
We got some fish and chips, you know, we're from Liverpool. What the hell's this? Was octopus and chips. Anyway, we finished the lunch, and in those days, it was freedom when you were in Sardinia to smoke dope.
Uh-huh.
And I got into a really great mood, and the weather was great. And the captain came out, and he said, you know what octopus do? They find on the ocean bed pretty rocks and tins, actually. They put like a garden around them. Well, when you're stoned, that's the best idea.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.